So, when he puts it to the future, you shall have no other gods before me. It also affects the issue of you may be okay today, but you have such fear of tomorrow that you are starting to plan how to deal with it. You have a job today, but the way the boss is treating you, you can see he's likely to get you fired tomorrow. So what happens? You start feeling, God, in order to protect my job, I better compromise in this or compromise there. I am not really living, oh God. I'm just being wise, worldly wise, and protecting my job or protecting my future. If I don't become friends with so and so, how will I ever get married? And I know I want to worship you, but let me marry this guy. I will still continue with you even if I'm married a non-Christian. All that is because of the fear of tomorrow. There are many things. God may have looked for us after us very well in the past. God may be with us even now, but the worries of tomorrow sometimes cause us not to worship him. But you know, he is a God of tomorrow. He's not the father of Abraham and the great grandfather of Isaac and the great grandfather of Jacob. The Bible tells us he's the father of Abraham, the father of Isaac, and the father of Jacob. He is alive. He is the great I am. And that means that even tomorrow, even if you don't get married, even if you become jobless, the God who helped you to get this job, the God who has walked with you this far, will be with you, whether you get a husband or you don't, whether you have a job or you don't. Otherwise, you are making your job a God and feeling like if you lost it, your life will be completely messed up. Or if you lost that contract, you don't see how the life can go on. He that could make Peter walk on the water can make you move on into even a better life without what you regard as necessity. That's why he is God. And he's saying, you shall have no other God. I am adequate, Philippians 4:19, to supply all your needs according to my riches in glory.